You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are currently joined by an iGum curator, Tisha Grundy. And am I saying that name right? Oh, sorry. Am I saying that name right?
Good morning. Yeah, you got it.
Meme.
Morena Otapoti. Happy to be here.
Yeah, hell yeah. Coming live from Pōneke. I hear it's kind of similar weather there. It's a bit rainy, but a bit grim.
Yeah, we're grey across the board by the sounds of it. Holding it down.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate for Wellington. Usually gets a bit more sun, I think. It's a relatively sunny city.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, to be honest, you know, if you can get rain without the wind, you're away, you know.
Yeah.
No one's complaining if it's not windy as hell, but it's a bit rainy.
Yeah, but you're away sailing. Now, we're talking about this new iGum Great Sounds Great upcoming day festival, which is happening in August. But first of all, I want to ask you, eye candy refers to someone with good looks. What would iGum then be?
I mean, focusing on gums is never a great start.
No, no.
My first thought immediately is just like, well, eye candy, good looks, eye gum. You know, you got good chat, good yarns. You know, that guy's a bit of an eye gum. Maybe that works.
I think that totally works. I think good, smelling good is also a big part of that for me.
Okay. Got like good breath.
Yeah. Minty fresh.
Very important. Very important. You know?
Super important.
It's not going to be a long chat if someone's got bad breath. You know?
Exactly. It's going to be very short. Now, we're talking about this new iGum festival. How long have you been involved in iGum for, and how long have you been a curator for them?
Okay, ish. I joined iGum 10 years ago, actually. But this is my 10th year is this year somehow.
Nice.
That's mad. I mean, I very much started off, just went along to one of their house parties, and they'd only done maybe two or three house parties at this point. I ended up sitting on the door the whole time and just yawning to the people who were there about the whole shtick. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the gig, they were like, oh, well, you've just done door, essentially. Like, do you want your money back, and do you want to come and do door for the next one? And I was like, sure, that sounds mean. And then kind of did house parties, slowly kind of just got involved with that over kind of 2014. And then by the end of that year, I was sort of helping pick the bands for the house parties, helping find the houses. A lot of those parties were at my house because it's actually quite hard to find a house you can fill with 100 randoms and some loud bands. And then started kind of fully curating iGum Wednesdays when they started in 2016. But yeah, it's kind of been the whole journey.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What would you say is your curatorial methodology for finding a certain band? What do you look for in a band?
Oh, God. To be honest, it's pretty basic. It's just like, are they keen to play? Like, that's literally it. I wish it was more interesting than that. But, you know, I think if you meet an artist and they're just like, I want to play. Like, how do I play? Where do I get? Like, how do I get in there? That's, you know, a great starting point, just being dead keen to share your stuff. You know, that's kind of all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Now, your role with Great Sounds Great, are you, like, the lead curator for that?
Oh, God, no. No, there's way too many moving parts for that. I'm definitely, I would say, because I've been in iGum for longer than a good few of us, I've got a pretty decent back catalogue of bands in my brain, so it does help when it comes to curating. There's probably, like, five or six of us that can kind of sit there with a spreadsheet and just kind of reel off ideas. And, you know, it's kind of cool having done this for a few years now because we all know what we want from our lineups. You know, we want to balance it pretty evenly. You want to have some heavy stuff in there. You want to make it also, you know, light at points. We've got Ash, who's come on board in the last few years, who's like all about poetry. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to bring that into it as well to kind of just make it as eclectic as possible. You know, it's kind of something for everyone is, I don't know, the goal of any good music festival, I think.
For sure. And how do you balance your own tastes with kind of needing to, you know, incorporate a variety of different genres and different mediums to ensure that everyone has a good time?
That is definitely, I'd say, one of the points where we can come into, like, almost confrontation. It's definitely not confrontation, but, you know, you can be there like, well, like, all of those bands are like this. And then, you know, I think I come at it from, I like to bring in more of the sort of hip-hop and soul where I can, just because in the past iGum has kind of been accused of being too heavy, and so we're trying to balance that out more now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, I definitely have been trying to sort of see how we can expand that to And the poetry is, again, a really great way of doing that, having more kind of folk artists. Also, I feel like since COVID, there's just been a boom in more folk music in Aotearoa. I don't know if you guys agree with that or not, but...
I mean, I've been in student radio for like 5 years, and when I came back to do this job, I definitely have noticed there's quite a lot of popular folk music rising up in the top 11. It's definitely there every week. Yeah.
I reckon so. Sure. I think that's also a big dictator, right? It's like whatever's happening around you will also be a big part of how you book your events, because you want to make sure it's, you know, also keeping in with what people are just trending towards and what they're listening to.
What's relevant.
So I think, yes, as much about our taste as it is about the scene's tastes at the time.
For sure. So it's the third year iteration this year of Great Sounds Great. Mm-hmm. How has the festival changed over the past 2 years?
Oh, golly. I mean, I think the first year we were very just like, we're just going to give this a go and we'll just see what happens. And the biggest kind of feedback we got from the venues in particular, because, you know, when you got six venues, you're going to get some feedback. The biggest feedback was kind of from the bigger venues being like, obviously because they're not bars, you know, in their own right all the time, between sets in their venues, they were finding that the whole place was just empty. So, you know, people would come see a band and the whole room would clear out. I think that was quite jarring for them. So with the second year of Great Sounds Great, we kind of tried to schedule it so maybe there's a bit more clashes, but there'll be shorter breaks. And that kind of made... I think it worked quite well last year. So, you know, it might mean that you don't see, you know, everything you want to see, but the whole point is that everything is worth seeing. So, you know, I'm trying to just kind of hammer that home to the crowd.
Well, yeah, everything can't be seen, which I quite... that you gotta really pick for your favourites, or see a bit of everything. I think those are two good strategies if they're going to this gig. There's 30 acts
in some venues.
In
some venues, you know, you'll fit more people in, and some you won't. So if you get there a bit later and, you know, Valhalla's already at capacity, you'd have to go and see what's happening at Rogue, and you might find you really enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. You know? There's 30 acts across like six stages. How long would you say the festival is going to last?
Well, like in like years or
in the day, I mean, like.
generally, it starts about 4 o'clock and goes till, well, I'd say like 2 a.m.
Far out. That's
it's a long day.
Really?
It's a long day for us. Yeah.
Because I'd figure that there'd be like, you know, five acts per stage, and that may go for like, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours, depending on how long the set lists are. But this is an all afternooner.
It's an undertaking. Yeah, you got to bring your little snack pack. You're in for the long haul.
True.
Yeah, it's good fun.
That sounds awesome. There's also some Aughty Potty acts who are going up to play, such as Koizilla and Death and the Maiden. Who are some of the Aughty Potty acts that you've been jamming lately?
Oh, golly. I mean, to be fair, I realised that Death and the Maiden released a new album recently, so I actually have been thrashing that because I'm actually a huge fan. But, you know, I'm a big fan of bloody Dale Kerrigan, and they played up here last weekend as well. Big fan of Office Dog, Kane Strang, you know, he's one of my Dunedin heroes. But, yeah, Koizilla also just, like, Igum favourite, you know. We love a bit of Koizilla. They came and played at Welcome to Nowhere last year. Yeah, last year, and it was awesome. Very, very cool. I'm also a big fan of Lainey Blue, and we got them along to Welcome to Nowhere this year, which was my personal request, and I was very stoked to have Lainey Blue along for that. But yeah, I mean, anyone I should be keeping an eye out for, I always need new recommendations also. Ooh,
I mean, I
who
think...
Who are you jamming right now?
I think they're technically a Pōneke artist now, but Beatwix, who formerly was in Aughty Potty, are you familiar?
I've heard this name before. I've never really listened to any of this stuff. Okay.
So they used to be in Porpoise and Riot Girl, a couple other bands.
Yep.
Lucy Pollock. Yep. They do a lot of stuff with To the Front, which is awesome.
Carry on.
Oh, sorry. And Beatwix is their like kind of electronic-y new project, which goes real hard.
Oh, cool. I only saw Porpoise once, and it was awesome, and I was so sad when they finished, and they were like, so that's our last show. I was like, of course it is. That's great. Okay, nice. I'm going to definitely look into Beatworks. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess technically they're now a Pawnee Key artist, but they did record everything while they're in Dunedin, so I'm going to claim that.
Yeah, you can claim that. I always do that. I always do that on my radio show. I'm like, they do live there now, but like they're from Pawnee Key, like originally.
Yeah. Lastly, while I have you this morning, how can people buy tickets for Great Sounds Great?
So Great Sounds Great tickets are available from MoshTix. You can just jump on the old interwebby. There's also a link for it on Under the Radar or the iGum website. You got options, but yeah, just jump on the old your Google and chuck in Great Sounds Great. We've got a really good lineup this year. Mm-hmm. Fur Patrol, Koizilla, Death and the Maiden, Juju Lips is coming down from Tamaki.
Hell yeah.
We've got Trinity Roots somehow, which is like still kind of, yeah, Fur Patrol and Trinity Roots. I'm sort of like, can't believe we actually pulled that off. Yeah, but Bangled EUG from Paniki playing, just like real heavy, like noise band. Yeah, it's just kind of, again, something for everyone. It's going to be very, very cool.
Awesome. It sounds like there's a good representation of all the different Aotearoa cities as well.
Yeah, I think that's also the thing, you know, so if you can showcase your venues, but also showcase the scene as a whole. I feel like so often we talk about, like, you know, the Dunedin sound or the sound, and then I feel like, you know, but also there is just like a sound across the board in Aotearoa, I think, if you look close enough, and it's cool to be able to try and showcase that. So,
for sure. Yeah. For sure. No, I really respect
that. Real exciting.
Yes, super exciting. All right, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Tisha. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me, Zach.
Yeah. Of course.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, take care.
Have a great day, man. Thanks, guys.
See ya. All right, that was Tisha Grundy from iGum talking about Great Sounds Great. You can find tickets for that beautiful event from moshtix.com. We're going to play some Death and the Maiden now. Here's Death and the Maiden with Linus Cut. Then we have In the Loop with Jemima Lorimer. Going to be talking about some new stuff going on. Anyway, Death and the Maiden, Linus Cut, 10:42 on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast. See y'all.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.